John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
He is going to be at Punchline Philly tonight and tomorrow night for two shows at 7:30 and 9:45, and then another one on Sunday at 8 o'clock. Not the man that you might think would be there, but he has every right in the world to be there, because not only is he a famous actor, but he's a comedian as well. Joining us this morning, ladies and gentlemen, Jeremy Piven is here. Good morning.
Good morning, man. It's good to be here.
It's great to hear your voice. I'm a freaky large fan, so pardon me.
That's all good, man. Listen, it's good to be appreciated. Who wouldn't want that?
Let's clarify this, because Everybody knows you as an actor. You've been in, what have you done, like 30, 40 films?
I hate to be this guy, but it's actually somewhere around a little over 70 films.
Whoa. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Hey, to be honest with you, I had done 40 films before I did Entourage. And by the way, a couple days ago, Entourage came out 14 years ago. So there I was in my mid-30s. Having done 40 movies before I started, you know, people thought, oh, you were discovered. I remember I won the Fresh Face of the Year Award.
And
I said, there's nothing fresh about my face. I was 40 movies into a career. I've just been incredibly lucky. I've been on the stage since I was 8 years old. And people are like, wait, you're making this transition into stand-up. How can you do it? And I'm thinking, well, I grew up doing sketch comedy and improv, and I've been lucky enough to do all these comedies with the Will Ferrells and the Vince Vaughns of the world. So we're doing shows tonight. Saturday night, we got a couple shows, and then Sunday, we're doing this really nice benefit.
Oh, okay, what's that for?
Ryan Krasinski is his name. Ryan Kras.
The Humboldt team?
Yeah, they're guys that were actually, and they were just honored at the NHL Awards as well. Yeah. So, you know, I'm performing and the proceeds go to that. And like, not only are you going to come and hang and see some comedy, take some pictures with me, but also the idea that we can make a difference in a kid's life is amazing.
That's great. Yeah, use your powers for good.
Yeah, I mean, I am going to take the money and buy a jet ski for myself. But, no, just kidding. Could you imagine? That would be just... Yeah.
Actor Jeremy Piven apparently is using the money for himself. Coming up next, why are actors so self-consumed? And delusional.
And then just smash cut to images of me on a jet ski, you know, in Tampa with a visor on.
You said that, like, you were this fresh new face for Entourage. Mm-hmm. I would have thought you got it for Jackie Chan, the Versace, the gay Versace salesman.
Yeah, the gay Versace salesman in Rush Hour 2. So we're just, I'm thinking the mochaccino skin. Let's put a dead animal on you, okay? Buttercream. What's below the belt? Let's go in. Mystery meat. Hey! Ooh, Little Kim, I like that. So anyway, no, I tell that story on stage about how, you know, I got the offer, and I went into the director and producers and I said, you know, can I play the character gay? Sure. Can I just, you know, just improvise? Yes. And so you then bring as much as you possibly can to the table, and if you're lucky enough and they keep it in the movie, then you've contributed. And then if you get it even luckier, which has been my case, where they look at it and go, wait a minute, this character works. Why don't we insert you into another scene? And a scene like that, you know, you make scale, you make about, you know, $168. Uh-huh. You work one day, you know, but you play opposite these legends. Mike Tyson ended up wandering on the set and didn't know it was a set and started shopping. And I swear to God. And he goes, well, you know, what do you mean I can't shop here? Well, I knew Johnny Versace. Well, what do you mean? And then so I was in character. And I was like, Mike, I'm so sorry. Is there any way you can just get out of the frame a little bit? You're in our frame. Hi. And he like, who's this dude? You know, this is awkward. Who's this guy? He looks like something that fell off Richard Simmons' balls. So I tell all of these stories on stage. And then so suddenly people are going, oh, there's a guy that we, you know, like from Gross Point Blank or Old School or Entourage. But wait a minute, now we get to hear what it's like to be on that stage. And wait a minute, Jeremy's from Chicago and he's a human being?
When you're walking down the street, do you more get, oh, hey, it's Jeremy Piven, I'm a big fan of movies, or is it sort of the, hey, Ari?
I get Ari.
And does that get annoying?
Well, you know, it's interesting. Initially, when I'd hear, Ari, what's up, baby? You're such a douche. Man, I love this guy. Bro, I'm a douchebag because of you. It's so funny. Like, we're constantly learning. Like, I just learned how to do that line because I'm making you guys laugh.
Right.
That's the great thing about stand-up. See that transition I just made?
Well,
that
was done. Nice. Oh, that's a professional right there.
That was.
Wow.
That really was.
Listen and learn, kids.
Okay.
Bringing it right back to me. Yeah. No, but that basically...
Wait, did we get off you?
No. Listen, it's Hollywood. Enough about me. More about me. Do you have any questions about me?
There's something I have to ask because there is a calmness about you. And because I saw the special... Are you still, you know, Mr. Yoga?
I wouldn't say Mr. Yoga.
All right.
I would say Mrs. Yoga.
Mrs. Yoga? Okay.
Yeah, no. You're referring to this special that I did on the Travel Channel on India called, unfortunately, Jeremy Piven's Journey of a Lifetime. I didn't name it.
It was a two-part series.
It was a two-part series,
man. It was brilliant.
Thank you so much.
I loved it.
Basically, initially, you know, been doing yoga my whole life, but I wanted to go and find the roots of yoga, so I wanted to go to India, and we started in Kerala and ended up in the Himalayas, and... You never know where the journey is going to take you. And
like Jewtown.
Jewtown. I love it. It just sounds like you have Tourette's.
So confused.
I don't understand.
You've got to understand. There is an area in India, I don't know where, Jeremy will tell you, and the area is called Jewtown.
Like right. J-U?
Yeah. Well, no, it's
J-E-W.
He's actually talking about Beverly Hills. He's really confused. Hello, I'm in Jewtown. Which is really, really, you get a lot of respect by just screaming that. No, India was incredible. Yeah, you can look that up online.
2 1-hour specials, right?
Is what yeah,
it's,
yeah.
And it's like northern India and southern India. Is that the way
yeah,
it works?
Exactly.
Right? And it was mesmerizing really? To see him going around the country. And then all of a sudden he comes to this area, and the area is called Jewtown.
Yeah.
And it's where all the Jewish people lived in this one city. There was a synagogue there, and the thing I remember the most is the menorahs on the fence, right?
Yeah,
right.
Exactly. You know,
a wrought iron fence, and in circles between the fence are all these menorahs, right? Yeah. And you know, when you think of India, you don't think, you know,
I'm not thinking the Jewish faith.
No, nothing
India.
The Jewish faith.
Not even close to it.
Makes me go, hey, let's go. You know, hey, we're grabbing the kids.
We're going to have some curry. It'll be wonderful. Some curry gefilte fish.
Well, Jeremy is appearing tonight and tomorrow night for two shows, 7:30, 9:45, and then one special show on Sunday, a benefit show, at 8 p.m. Tickets are available through punchlinephilly.com or 215-606-6555. And now I have that pair of tickets for the 9:45 show, right, that we could give away.
That would be amazing. But by the way, I think we lost everyone at Jewtown. So there's literally no one listening anymore. I love this opportunity. Every show is completely different. The energy they bring will change my show.
Mm-hmm.
People get a chance to know who I am, what my truth is, what I find funny, the backstage stories of all this, you know, of my life and working on meeting all these incredible people. And then I'll take you to Jewtown. That's what I'm going to call my special, by the way.
We're going to Jewtown.
We're going to Jewtown.